And we're back. Matt Flynn direct, filling in for Matt is Alderman Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha on Saturday mornings at 10. So this week it's Don Brown Connect, all things Waukesha. We're going off the menu a little bit here, going off the reservation with Matt. Had actually was kind enough to call in, and he'd shared some pretty strong views about Ukraine, and he'd urged us to, if you don't like what's going on there, to contact your legislators, your national legislators. That's your congressman for most of us, Scott Fitzgerald, your senators, Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson, and of course the White House let President Biden know if there's a chance for us to provide NATO support to the people of Ukraine as they defend their sovereign nation. Let's go for it. So we got a caller here. CJ, we're running towards the end of the show. So CJ, good morning. I won't be able to give you as much time as you'd like, but what are you thinking?
Thanks for taking my call, Don. I was hoping I could talk to Matt, but sounds like Matt is coming over to agree more with what I've said. I don't know if he's come to the conclusion that I have. We're not safe under a Democratic president. To see what's going on over there and to suggest that it would have happened if Biden would have done the right thing in Afghanistan and he showed strength in Afghanistan and not give over our air base in Afghanistan to China. And when President Obama did what he did with Syria, we've seen what happens under a Democratic president, and Matt's right. We need to do something different because this strategy isn't working. President Biden has been trying to lead from behind since this whole thing has started. Obviously, the threat of sanctions didn't stop Putin. And to watch this continue, and you want to watch coverage, watch the number one news network, Fox News, because they have both sides of issues. They have coverage and they have both sides of issues, not like Madeline or Rachel Maddow. You know, Matt wants to rip on Tucker, but Fox News, Tucker's a pundit. He's not a journalist. He doesn't claim to be a journalist. And Fox has the number one news for 30 years because of the reason that I'm stating.
Sure.
Anyways,
hey, yeah, no,
it's
I appreciate
about time.
Yeah. I appreciate the call, CJ, and I apologize cutting you off. And I'm getting into new ground here, so it's not you, it's me. But appreciate that. You know, I'm going to challenge you and Matt even further. I think enough people need to listen to National Public Radio if you want more objective news. I think with Fox and the other outlets, there's definitely a slant or a lean politically that's just hard to deny. And I don't know if Matt necessarily implied that we need to switch parties in terms of executive branch leadership. But for sure, we'd like to see some sort of action that would send a message to the Russians, or more importantly, would just help support the people of the Ukraine. But what I'm really pleased to hear, CJ, though, is that, you know, in times of crisis, you know, that we all need to come together as Americans and, you know, put party aside and let's take care of business. I've got another call here. Is it Diallo? Is that or Bill? Who's next? Diallo? Okay. Diallo. And again, we're running short on time. So if I cut you off, I apologize. But how you doing this morning?
I'm pretty good. Yourself?
I'm great. Thanks. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, why are we giving airway to CJ every day to just make people blood boil in the morning going to work? I'm going to stop listening to this station if you do this.
Sure.
We all know what Fox is about. I'm not going to even go there. So
I appreciate that, Diallo. This is my first morning on Sirius Talk Radio. You know, my show This Week in Waukesha is Waukesha focused, and I hold a nonpartisan seat. Our city leadership is nonpartisan, so I have the luxury of saying, you know, take your partisan politics elsewhere. So bear with me. That's, you know, that I'm more to blame than CJ on this, but I do appreciate you reaching out, expressing your concerns and frustrations. And it looks like we have time for one more call. Is this Bill from Oconomowoc? Bill, top of the morning. How can I help you?
By the way, you're doing a great job filling in for Matt. I agree
Bill.
On NPR. I agree with you on NPR completely. But on CJ, we need more people like him. He shows exactly what a steady diet of Fox does to you. You can tell by the hostility in his voice, and he's blaming Biden for everything. He might want to revisit Trump's position with Ukraine.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Right, because
horrible.
I mean,
he might want to revisit Trump's position with Afghanistan, letting all the terrorists go. You know, but I like the way you bring it together. You're doing a good job. Keep it up,
Thanks.
Buddy.
I appreciate that.
Day.
And you know, to CJ's point is that I see the Trump presidency, in party politics aside, knowing the real cozy relationship with Putin. Like I feel like I'm watching the real life version of the Manchurian Candidate. So I can't imagine, you know, Trump would have been tough or immediately effective against Putin. I see him holding the door open for him into the rest of Europe. So, hey, thanks, Bill. Coming back, reeling it in to all things Waukesha. I just, you know, before we go off the air, there's one point I wanted to make is, and you may have heard in the commercials, is that Walk Radio is offering grant applications, Good Neighbor grant applications to local businesses. One is an opportunity to promote your business on the air, as well as show your support for a new radio station dedicated to our unique, diverse university community. And so, you know, please check out the radio station or... give us an email. We'd love to give you a shout here. We'd love to have you involved. And, you know, this includes even going into your bars, restaurants, your local businesses, or for any activities or events you have and promoting those on the air. We are all about Waukesha. And, without getting too far off a point is that, you know, I think part of our life in Waukesha is acting locally, thinking globally. I was really grateful for the calls that came in, especially from Matt, that, we do need to keep an eye on what's going on in Ukraine. Keep the people of Ukraine in our hearts. And in taking a Waukesha perspective on this is where we really the two-party system and the partisan vitriol is really it's kind of become distasteful to a lot of us. And in times of crisis and war, what makes us great as Americans is we put all those things aside, and we look out for each other. We look out for our neighbors around the world. When they're being bullied and when our security interests are a threat, we do the right thing together and we put all that partisan stuff aside. I'm reminded of one of my favorite baseball players, and he's not a great political philosopher, but I'm sure he's probably better than Tucker Carlson. The great Pete Rose was once being criticized for endorsing Japanese products. And his response, I'll never forget that. This is in the early 80s. And his immediate response was that if there was a war, I'd fight for America. And I think that's a perspective we have to have, especially during these dangerous times. And anyway, come see me tomorrow, 6 a.m. Great first show. Sam, thanks for all your help. And remember, it's St. Patrick's Day week. So looking forward to another great show tomorrow and the rest of the week. And give us a call. So we're out for today, but we'll see you tomorrow. Don Brown Connect filling in for Matt Flynn Direct.